We got to get you to weigh in on this Kemba thing because I'm not really getting it. The term is the same. You're saving like $10 million to bring in an inferior player. And you're giving up a first round pick to do it when you probably kind of need first round picks. Maybe they just don't feel good about their ability to get them. I'm not really understanding this deal from the Celtics perspective, like at all.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it and kind of scrunched my eyes up a little bit because it wasn't the first thing I looked at that, this morning that really made sense to me. I'll put it that way. Look, my question when they put Brad Stevens in that role to begin with was going to be, do coaches sometimes get almost emotional to the point where they refuse to deal certain guys that they've coached because of it? I guess this answers that question, that probably not, at least not in Kemba's case. We know Kemba struggled for a long chunk of the season. He was certainly better by the end of it, but, no one was looking at his deal and thinking that it's going to age well. I think if anything, what it tells you, and maybe this is all we can take from it, because I'm not completely sure of the thinking and the thought process for the future and what it means. I think we can probably look at it pretty clearly, though, and tell, if you're making a deal to go get the guy that you had before and now trading for him again with someone that you had on your roster now, Kemba, I think it says that Brad Stevens wasn't in full agreement with Danny Ainge when he traded Al Horford to begin with, or at least not for what they were getting back, that there was some sort of value that Horford held that Brad Stevens saw that felt like it undermined the rest of the roster once he was gone. And they did have problems, with Al Horford there and not having Al Horford's leadership at different times. So I think maybe it says that, or it says that you can still get more out of Al Horford now, regardless of what his contract is, than you can get out of Kemba going forward. You have enough ball handling on that roster. Part of their problem was having to play Tristan Thompson a lot, and him not really being a great fit to play against certain teams and certain people. So I can buy that argument, but I think, like I said, the bigger thing to me is that it kind of screams at me that Brad Stevens was a lot more high on Al Horford than Ainge was, and maybe this was the fact that it's his first move since he's taken over the team, that Brad Stevens wanted to make that right, or at least kind of put that back in place.
It's an interesting way to start his executive career.
Sign Isaiah Thomas now too. Like
yeah.
I,
yeah.
I
make all, make right all the wrongs. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's the Boston's got to heal. Like that's what it is. Yeah. They got to just heal. This is bad. Okay. Al Horford's going to be 35 years old next year, and
yeah.
Yeah, like is he maybe an upgrade at this point? Sure, but I think he played less than 30 games for a Thunder. It didn't look good with the Sixers. I just don't know why they did it so quickly. Like it's like, is this Al Horford trade not here? Once everything's settled and we find out like all the different chess pieces that could move around, like that's the biggest part of this that I don't get. It's like, was Oklahoma City fielding offers for the Al Horford contract? They were like, hey, it's now or never. You gotta trade for Al now or else he's going somewhere else. It's just, yeah, when you're talking about the emotional stuff with being the coach and moving to that role, like that's how I feel about this now. I think that's a really great point that maybe, yeah, that you're not acting with full clarity here, and that part of this decision and the timing of it is that, yeah, you can't even sit with it any longer because you're so attached to it.
Yeah, we're going to see. I mean, the thing, like I said, that confused me at first glance and still does a little bit, I get this trade if it's giving you immediate cap relief to where not $10 million here or there, but enough to where it opens a full max slot for you to throw somebody next to Brown and Tatum. This wasn't doing that. A couple people mentioned that one of the people in the trade, I think was it Moses Brown, who the Celtics will get back, that he had his best game of the season against the Celtics. And,
so
maybe like a 21-point, 23-rebound game or something like that. And so, it's interesting because Doc for years was kind of criticized about signing former players that really played well against him when he was with the Clippers. And, it'd be interesting if Brad Stevens kind of becomes the same thing. But, a lot of my friends that I trust and different folks around the league were saying, he's certainly talented, but, like, look at him on film more and you'll see that he had really good games, but those were kind of few and far between. And, the holes in his game are very existent as well. You can work on them, but, this was kind of a lot to give up, even if you think that you're trading for his upside along with Horford. That, it's interesting. Coaches have a much different perspective and are seeing very different things than what executives do. You know, I think the best ones are kind of more alike than different, but we'll see. I was a little bit thrown off by it. I didn't even know that we could do trades at this point in the season, quite frankly. So, I mean, I had to double check to make sure that Woj's tweet was actually him when I saw that. But I guess we'll see one way or the other whether it works for Boston.